Track 9 and some more news stories. Thousands will benefit from diagnostic centre. A new state-of-the-art health diagnostic centre means thousands more health scans and tests are available to patients in South Devon. Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust and InHealth celebrated the official opening of the Torbay and South Devon Community Diagnostic Centre, henceforth known as CDC, at a ceremony in Torquay earlier this month. Based in Torquay's Market Street, the CDC will give thousands of people across the area access to faster diagnosis and treatment for a range of conditions, including cancer, heart and lung disease. The partnership between the NHS and InHealth, the UK's largest specialist provider of diagnostic solutions, will help speed up treatment, reduce waiting lists, and give people access to tests in the town centre, rather than having to visit Torbay Hospital, allowing the teams there to focus on more complex and urgent and emergency care, and reducing the chance of appointments being postponed at times of high demand. More than 1,400 patients have already been seen since the centre's doors opened in September, and more than 40,000 diagnostic tests are expected to be carried out during the next 12 months. Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust is referring patients to the centre, where experienced clinicians offer high-tech scanning, including CTs and MRIs, X-rays, ultrasound, lung function tests, and echocardiography. People can also visit the centre for any blood tests they have been referred to, and the centre is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Keep dogs on leads, urges farmer after alpaca killed. A Buckfast Lee farmer is demanding that dog owners keep their pets on leads after a brutal dog attack on his herd of alpacas left one dead and three badly injured. Mark Norman from Lakemore Alpacas in Buckfast Lee said his family had been left reeling, devastated by the incident. His friends who witnessed the attack are also traumatised and have frequently been in tears and have had difficulty sleeping. Mark said, "Our alpacas are like members of our family. They're all named and we know all their quirky characters." The attack took place on Wednesday, November the 20th in Buckfast Lee. The alpacas were grazing in Mark's friend's field. "Luckily, our friends saw the alpacas running, so they went out after the two dogs," Mark recalled. Despite their quick reactions, five-month-old Lady Penelope was killed. She was the smallest of nine that were born last year, Mark explained. Another three alpacas were seriously injured. Two other crias, that's a baby, and an 11-year-old auntie who had stepped in to defend the youngsters. Vet treatment is ongoing for the three badly injured alpacas, but Mark and his family hope the animals will make a successful recovery despite numerous stitches. Sadly, Lakemore is not the only farm that has been the victim of dog attacks. Devon and Cornwall Police, which is investigating this incident, recorded 140 reports of attacks on livestock in 2023. As a result of these attacks, hundreds of sheep were either killed during the attack or later during the extensive injuries they received. Mark's daughter Sophie was keen to do something positive following the attack and has set up a Just Giving page to build a fund to help cover vet bills for any alpaca farmer dealing with the devastating impact and cost of a dog attack. She hopes the page will raise awareness and remind people to keep their dogs on leads.
Volunteers rewarded. While many were getting emotional watching children in need on TV last Friday, on November the 15th, the great and the good of Teignbridge were busy getting inspired as they celebrated the real impact volunteers make locally. More than 200 people packed into the pavilions in Teignmouth for the inaugural Teignbridge CVS Stars of Teignbridge Award ceremony. As well as recognising the often unsung efforts of our local sector, Teignbridge CVS hopes the awards will raise the profile of volunteering and encourage more people to contribute to their community. Award nominations were received for 42 in organisations and 82 individual volunteers, for several of which were nominated for more than one category. In total, there were 327 nominations for just 14 awards. The top award was presented to Dawlish Community Transport by His Royal Highness King Charles II's representative, Deputy Lieutenant Gordon Evans. The award recognises the team's resilience and ingenuity in managing to continue in operating despite a devastating arson attack. Martin Wrigley, MP, presented the overall individual volunteer award to Coronary Edwards. Coronary is described as the heart of the Teen Valley community for her work in multiple volunteering projects and her ability to help people make connections and to move ideas forward.